Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, rock out with your iPad out. We've got some music apps to soothe you.
Plus, OpenTable gets smarter. Why transparencies and all that. And iPads wearing tortoises.
Yeah, iPad wearing tortoises. All that and photos.
Oh, the tortoises are wearing the iPads.
That's right. And we'll tell you more about that. Photos that matter as well on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, or other Apple product is worth at gazelle.com. And by Harry's. For guys who want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now, go to harrys.com. Get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code iPADtoday at checkout. One little S makes all the difference. iPad Today is on the air.
Swipe, 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 swipe.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi, Sarah Lane. I'm Leo Laporte.
Good times. Great oldies.
Today, we will talk about the iPad.
You know what I miss, actually?
What?
Just now, as I was swiping, I accidentally opened up my Watch ESPN app. I hit it by accident.
And football has started.
And I realized, during the World Cup, that's all I did was watch soccer. Sorry. Through the Watch ESPN app.
The NFL preseason started this week.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty to do.
And you're excited because you're a big Niners fan.
Lisa is. So she takes me. She drags me by the scruff of my neck.
But you get to go to the new stadium this season.
I'm excited.
Season.
Yeah.
She
went yesterday. They had their preseason game opener. And then I think we're going in a couple of weeks for the actual season opener against the Bears.
The Bears.
I'll see the new stadium. And then you know what happened last Thursday was Sir Paul McCartney tore down Candlestick Park by himself.
What?
Well, I think they said it's the last concert at Candlestick and that he was going to tear it down right after.
All right, well.
And you can buy seats, orange seats from the old stadium.
That I would like,
polished
actually.
By the butts of hundreds of fans, thousands.
Right. Yeah.
Would you?
They're
not that expensive. We could get some for here.
I think it'd be kind of fun.
They said them in Solomon sets of three, I think.
Not that this has anything to do with iPads, but, you know, I'm a Candlestick Park fan, the whole thing is a little sad.
There is an iPad connection.
There is.
The new Santa Clara Stadium for the San Francisco 49ers, like most new stadia, has Wi-Fi, and they encourage you to bring your iPad.
They encourage it.
They encourage you. You can order food from your iPad or your iPhone.
Oh, that's fun.
You can watch instant replays in your seat on your iPad.
With some sort of, Levi's
some
Stadium
doobicky.
App.
Yes.
Some crazy apparatus.
Some crazy apparatus. Where I think it involves an antenna on your head and a backpack.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We'll look so good down there. Santa Clara is so far. What are we going to do?
It is
what
a long way.
Do? Not that I ever really went to football.
You know what's
games.
Great, though?
What?
Marriott's Great America, I think they call it Six Flags now.
Yeah.
Is right next door. So you get bored, you can go to the amusement park.
And you go to, you take a little, a little dip off the edge. Do they still have the edge there? I used to go to Great America when I was a kid.
That is, I remember that.
It was
sit
scary.
And your feet would be hanging off the edge.
And then they drop you. Yeah.
But you never.
That's the ride.
If everything works properly, you never hit the ground.
Correct. I think actually a couple of people died on that once or twice in the several decades. Yeah, you know, amusement parks,
provide
diminishing returns when you get older. Hey, so this show is not about amusement parks or football, but we try to work both in whenever possible. This is the part of the show where we try to pick a theme, something that there's some cohesive apps that we can put together and say, this is what we're talking about today. You know, we haven't talked about in a while is music.
iPad is great for listening to music. Actually, I listen to audiobooks as well, not just music.
On
my iPad.
I guess we could open it up to audio, really.
Audio in general.
Audio
in
general.
There's certainly a lot of that. I mean, many people watch podcasts or listen to Twit on their iPad as well.
Very true. The music theme is a good one because you can make music on your iPad. You can listen to music. There are subscription services. They're all across the board. You know what we haven't covered?
What's that?
At least in any, you know, depth, is Beats Music, which now, of course, is an Apple-owned entity.
Is there an iPad version or is it only iPhone?
No, there's an iPad
version.
There's
an iPad version.
Yeah, yeah. In fact...
Will you show it to me?
I will, yes. This is actually, this is a nice little setup that walks you through it. Now, I have a 14-day trial because I, you know, picked a username and password that I hadn't chosen before. But this is a subscription service, not unlike a Spotify or an RDO, where you there are certain free aspects of it, but if you want the full version, you're paying something like $10 a month. Okay, so here is where it kind of works out nicely. Let's say genres that I like. Beats Music is it kind of walks you through it in a nice way. I say, okay,
this
rap.
This is cool. Yeah.
I like some dance. Let's do some rock. Electronic, pop. Okay, well, that's a good start, all right? And then it says, okay, let's try to get a better sense of, you know, you said you liked electronic music. Do you like Basement Jacks? Do you like E40? Yes, I do. Do you like Portishead? Yeah, very much so. You too? Sure.
This is electronic dance music?
Well, I said rap, hip-hop,
pop, this is kind of the pop
electronic.
Music
yeah.
I see. This is of all the stuff.
It's basically saying, let's get a little bit more granular with what you like. Like Demi Lovato, no, it's not
so much.
Exactly what I meant. Yeah. Words of Canada is pretty good. Okay, we'll just go ahead and finish, or you could go with more artists. The idea is to get a nice curated sense of
now, they
what
said
I
three
particularly
artists,
want.
But you picked more than three, and that was okay.
Yeah, you could actually keep going if you wanted to. At this point...
Do you like Daz Dillinger?
I don't know who Daz Dillinger is.
I think you'll like him.
Who
based
is?
On
oh, Daz.
Your suggestion for Portishead.
Oh, Daz. I'm afraid to play that because...
It looks
It looks like parental...
YouTube Live. What could possibly go wrong?
Right.
Daydreaming.
Exactly.
This is cool.
So here is... kind of just a mishmash of stuff. Now
this is one of my fears, okay? Because I know that it was created by Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
That there might be a predominance of hip-hop in there. And I noticed there's quite a bit of hip-hop. Did you mention any hip-hop artists in your picks? You did, okay.
I did.
So you got some hip-hop.
I said Tupac, and I believe I said
Jeezy. You said Tupac. Well, there you go. All right.
Now, this is a Portishead song, but it's in a kind of a genre block called daydreaming. Portishead is kind of daydreamy sort of music. It's pretty down tempo. Okay, so that's kind of interesting. I can go ahead.
So it's not even because of Dr. Dre. It's not all rap. It's whatever kind of music you like.
Honestly, Beats Music it's the same music library as everybody else.
It's not kind of urban.
No, not at all. Not at all. Okay, so this is my little daydreaming block. Or, of course, there are certain blocks that have to do specifically with an artist. Like, that is a album specifically by Snoop Doggy Dogg before he changed it to Snoop Dogg. That was his first solo album. You've got U2 Live here. And this is all just based on what I've told Beats Music that I like.
It's an interesting mix, Portishead and Snoop Dogg. That would be a mashup.
Right. But, those are two different areas. Now, here's where it gets kind of fun, though. If I go, this is just for me, based on what I told Beats that I like. Let's go to the sentence. Now,
look at this.
This is actually, it's kind of weird. It's kind of...
I'm at the gym and feel like pre-partying with my pets to metal.
Okay, so I don't really want to do that. So let's say I want to go dance... I'm at the gym.
It knows that
and
you
I
like to dance with your cats, though.
I feel like making bad choices with strangers.
Okay.
To dance. Play the sentence.
What are you going to get now?
Basement Jacks, take me back to your house.
Wow.
Now, this is all based on just kind of like weird keywords, right?
When Jimmy Iovine started Beats Music, he said, the problem with all the existing stuff is it's not curated.
Yeah.
And he wanted to bring human curation back to music. He said, the secret to music is discovery and having people you trust tell you what you might like. This is an interesting way to do it. Do you feel it gives you good choices?
I think it's so funny. I'm at the beach doing nothing with strangers to...
Not with strangers. Do it with
my
no
girls.
Pants on.
Okay. Oh, no pants on. Well, I'm not going to wear pants at the beach.
Right.
To...
Indie.
Okay,
that
ready?
Would be my
play
sentence.
This new sentence.
The hell
Stereolab. I actually love this song.
Wow and Flutter.
Yeah, so
it's
this
really
is
interesting.
This is me and my girls hanging out without pants at the beach. just chilling. We got nothing to do because it's Saturday.
On the beach. Just
actually, now I can say, yeah, I like that. And then Beat says, awesome. Now we know a little bit more about you. We've put together a sentence that you enjoy. Gosh, I haven't heard
okay.
this song in a long time.
So you had to give it thumbs up.
Yeah, I give it a little heart.
Now, so he's not going to do that sentence thing a lot? It's like done now? Or is that always going to be there?
That's part of the experience.
Okay.
That is part of the experience, the sentence.
I like that. It's clever.
And then there's highlights that is more of just a...
Here's the
know,
expert. In, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that Beats is saying, I think that this is, you know, best of Weird Al, for example.
These are humans picking
proposed
this.
Playlist, XSL Magazine, which is a music magazine.
Compare this to iTunes Radio. It seems a little more...
It's very well put together.
Yeah.
The app is, I mean, it looks like a magazine, honestly, doesn't it? It kind of looks like an iPad
yeah.
magazine. Of course, there's some options here. You can search by, this is an area where you would save your favorite artists or your albums or your favorite songs. You can just go ahead and browse and just be like, don't worry about what I told you about what I like. I'm just kind of interested in, you know, listening to Beats Experimental. Whatever that
and
is.
Do you now, you haven't had this long enough to really know, but I was wondering...
Well, I have a different account on my iPhone. I wanted to walk you through the
beginning.
Process. Yeah.
You use Ardio, I know, is your favorite still.
Yeah, totally.
Does this do a better job than Pandora and Ardio of picking new music that you might like? Because that's really the whole thing, right?
Ardio doesn't really... They do have an option that you can listen to sort of like... a radio station that's either based on your collection or whatever. But I don't really use it for that. That Ardio is like, new albums come out on Tuesdays. I listen to a lot of albums. I pay $10 a month. I listen to Ardio constantly. Pandora is like, I just don't want to think about it. Just play me something. Beats is somewhere in between. Again, you have a free trial, but then it is a subscription-based.
Yeah, I don't mean the interface. I just mean whether the music it selects for you is more to your liking or less. Would you use this over RDO and Pandora for making a playlist while you're working?
I would say it's more of a Pandora competitor than an RDO competitor.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pandora has some issues. It repeats a lot. Sometimes it drifts. They start playing Beatles music in my hip-hop.
Sometimes there's weird keyword stuff.
Yeah.
Although I do feel like it's gotten better. Beats is, I think it's really interface-based. I don't think it's so much about the music. I think it's, do you like the way that it's laid out? Does this seem like something that, you know, you'd pay a little bit of money for?
They do need to differentiate because everybody has roughly the same 20 million songs
exactly.
in their library.
So exactly.
It's really about the interface. The reason it's of great interest, of course, Apple has purchased Beats. The acquisition's gone through. Ian mm-hmm. Rogers, the CEO of Beats, is now running iTunes Radio.
Right.
So we can expect, you know, some sort of integration between these two products. To me, iTunes Radio is fine, but this seems like it has more potential. You know, it's interesting. iTunes Radio has 10 times the listeners. Than Beats does. Beats hasn't really taken off.
You mentioned iTunes Radio, and iTunes Radio is something I consistently forget exists.
Everybody does.
iTunes Radio.
They claim something like 6 million users, but I think that a lot of people just try it once, as we have, and then forget that it's there and use other stuff.
You know, and it's still confusing to me because I think I remembered hearing that in iOS 8, iTunes Radio would be its own app. Isn't that right?
Yes, they're going to separate it out.
But they haven't yet.
And it's buried. It's a little hidden. Partly because iTunes is so clunky.
I mean, it's like, okay, iTunes Radio.
Go ahead. Good luck finding it.
Yeah, well, let's make sure. iTunes.
No.
Radio.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm just making sure.
This is what a normal person would do. You search.
Okay, so let's go to iTunes, right? Music. Oh, yeah, this is what we do. Duh. And then we say... And then where is it?
No, you're in the store. You have to go in the app, the music app.
Oh, gosh. That's right. See? This is crazy.
But you've effectively illustrated the point.
The point. You hear iTunes Radio and you say, oh, okay, let's go to the iTunes app, it's in the music app.
I have to say, I feel like this is a much more clunky interface than Beats. But I have to say, on the other hand, Beats seems like it wants more of your attention. This one, you just turn to tap one of those things, it's going to play and you're done.
Right. Well, and there's more, you know, it's not just music.
It's radio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's radio, and I don't know. I don't use iTunes Radio ever, and I forget it's there. And maybe it'll be better when it's its own app. Well, or at least make more sense.
The nice thing is it's free. You've got it.
Yeah.
So you should probably use it. Now, I like, I'm going to show you two different choices. Because I have a large collection of music, starting in the days of Napster when I downloaded lots of music, and since then have purchased a lot of music. I have, 50,000 songs. I can't remember what it is, a ton of music. And I kind of want that music to be represented in these libraries, as well as all the other 20 million songs. You know, I want it to kind of, if possible, use this music to tailor my playlist. So I'm going to show you two applications that do this. Both are, I think, the same cost. It's Amazon and Google. Let's show you Google Play Music to start. Now, unfortunately, Google Play Music is iPhone. They don't have an iPad app. But, of course, if you're listening to music, that doesn't really seem to matter. It has all the same things that we just looked at, except for this big difference, which is my library is represented in there. These are all the songs that I've downloaded and purchased over the years. You run a Google uploader from your computer, Mac or PC, and it uploads those songs. So Google stores them. You can download them again later. And so everything you have is actually there. Once you have that, though, you can do some interesting things. For instance, this is the Google Play Music radio icon here. So here's Alicia Keys. Now I can listen to Alicia Keys, the one song I have in my library, which is, of course, Girl on Fire. But then, because it has attached to those 20 million songs, I could see every other Alicia Keys album. It shows top songs, which is nice, albums. But here's the discovery part. Oh, related artists, that's kind of nice. If you like Alicia Keys, you might like Beyonce, Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, Destiny's Child, or Usher. All of them, some of my favorite female artists. he has a high voice.
Always been a Mariah fan.
Yeah. I love Mariah Carey. But here's the radio icon. And see, this is what it has in common with Beats and Pandora and iTunes Radio. I press that, and now what it's going to do is it's going to play an Alicia Keys song, not one that I have in my library. But after that, it will play another song, not necessarily Alicia Keys related.
Right.
Pandora style.
Yes.
It has Pandora style, thumbs up and thumbs down. It does have unlimited skipping because you're paying for it, which is kind of nice. It also has a few things that are very googly. It has the Chromecast button, so I can connect right to a Chromecast and play it through my stereo, which I really like. In fact, Sonos now supports Google Play Music as well, so if we had a Sonos system in here, I would see that. And this, of course, will go to your Apple TV, your AirPlay capability. So I have to say, I think, to me, this is a much more pedestrian interface, kind of as you'd expect from Google.
Yeah.
No sentences involved.
Right.
There's no game here. But I think it's much more direct, in a sense, to what I'm looking for. And, you know, you said you listen to New Music Tuesday. If you go to Explore, it'll show you featured playlists. Mm-hmm. It'll show you genres, recommended, and, of course, new releases. So you can see the new albums and listen to them. You know, when Lana Del Rey's new album came out, I listened to it all the way through because I'm a fan of hers.
I am not.
You don't like her, huh?
Nope, don't like her.
Yeah, there's the new Nicki Minaj. They actually had to put the parental advisory on her bottom.
Well, because it's, you know, it better be advised.
It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
I like her.
All right.
I think she's a lot of fun.
So say you want that. Now, here's another thing. This is the Anaconda track that was pre-released. I guess there's an album coming. You can download it, too. So now it's downloaded for offline listening. So that's one thing people don't like about, or think they don't like about these streaming services.
Is that they're never really your files.
Right, but you can download it and put it on your iPad. So that's Google Play Music. It was $7.99 when it first came out, and sometimes there are special offers, but it's $10 a month. Same kind of, basically, I'm sure, and somebody ought to do a study, but it's so many songs, it might not be easy to do. I'm sure they're almost exactly the same 20 million songs for all of these.
Pretty much.
I would assume.
Pretty much. And you know what's weird, too, with the subscription services? For example, I wanted to listen to an album that I had in my collection on RDO yesterday. It was Watch the Throne, which is Jay-Z and Kanye West. And it's, like, unavailable. Mm. Why? I don't know.
Somebody has an exclusive, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was in my collection, and I've listened to it, just not in a while, and then all of a sudden I couldn't.
Oh,
and
that's
interesting.
It's
like, I don't know why.
Yeah, there's some
it's issue with the
rights.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's one reason I like the services that let you upload your music. If you owned that song, it would always be there.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you wouldn't have to worry about that kind of thing.
Right.
Plus, if you have stuff that's oddball, that's not in that 20 million song set, you also have access to that because they uploaded a copy for you. That's also how Amazon Music works. Can I just show that real quickly, and we'll let you take over?
Of course, Leo.
Amazon,
why would I ever say no?
Amazon recently added, hello. You know, they added my head to the Amazon interface.
And it's
nice. I think
nice.
That's a little unusual.
It's real pretty.
Let's Prime
Music.
They recently added Prime Music, which is not very good. It's kind of the Netflix of music.
Yeah, it's like old stuff.
It's free if you're an Amazon Prime member, which I am, but it's no new stuff. I mean, it's nice if you don't, for some reason, have Fleetwood Mac Rumors. You can listen to it for free. I find I don't use Prime Music much at all. However, Amazon does have the same feature that Google has, which is that all of my music is uploaded to it. So these are the same set of songs. In fact, look at that. There's the Screensavers, original Screensavers theme. Now, that's not obviously an interesting album art. That's...
what is that?
That's a mistake somehow. But that's obviously not in the collection.
Right.
But it's there because I had it in my music and Amazon uploaded it. It would also be in the Google one. Here's other songs that I've uploaded so far. So stuff that may not, in fact, be on Amazon. So the radio component on Amazon, frankly, is not very good at this point. However, it is another place that you can upload your music. When you buy music on Amazon, it automatically is added to that. And it has the same capability of downloading songs and putting them in your iPad library for offline listening. Of the two, I prefer Google Music because Google Music, with a $10 a month, there's no subscription fee for Amazon, so it's free. But if you're going to pay for something, Google Music gives you access to the entire music universe in a way that Amazon doesn't. So those are the two that I use quite a bit.
Amazon Music with Prime Music is the official name of the app.
Yeah, and I have to say, Prime Music does not really... Oh, I'm sorry, we're playing Back in Black. Let's stop that.
That's Hell's Bells.
Yeah, from the Back in Black soundtrack.
It brings me back to high school.
I know. When you hear that bell, that's...
Yeah,
I
know exactly what that is.
You know, just the Prime Music, it's like Netflix. It's like a lot of stuff.
But... Yeah.
It isn't a lot of stuff. I can't remember. I think 600,000 songs. It's considerably less than that.
I mean, as you're scrolling, some of these songs I like very much.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
not all of them.
You'll find plenty of good music here. Right. The very best of Hall & Oates. What could possibly be wrong with that? Certainly, I wouldn't want to buy it, but I don't have to.
There is nothing wrong with little Hall & Oates.
And see, it has that big
nothing product. At all.
I expect
because
Amazon
will
add...
Because your kiss is on my list. Of the best things in life. Mm-hmm. Yep, number six.
Remastered. Man, that's got to sound good.
Oh, I bet it does.
So, there you go.
Really quick, before we move on, I do want to mention an app called 8Tracks.
Ooh, I like the name.
Yeah, it's like the letter 8 tracks.
Yeah.
And this is sort of a reimagined version. This is an iPad app, but for whatever reason, you know, kind of like Google Play Music, it just really wants to be in portrait mode. It's like the reimagined Mux tape. Remember when we were all uploading
stuff? Love those mixtapes.
And then it was just, there were like rights issues. Here's how it works. Okay, in the iPad app, I'm not able to actually create playlists. I have to do it on the web. But this is based on music that I own. If I own this music, because 8Tracks has some, they have agreements with labels, I can then upload a variety of mixes to 8Tracks. And then you, Leo, as somebody who wants to listen to my mix, can do so.
I like that.
Yeah. So it's like I've made you a mixtape.
Yeah.
But you can't get any of the music.
I can just hear it all. I just can't get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Download
so
it or whatever.
Again, we'll go like popular. We'll go dance.
I've made a mix already.
Well, what I've done actually is I've found someone else's mix.
Ah.
Right? Because again, I haven't actually made a mix on. Oh, hearing a nice little bathing suit there. So we see that this is Best Day of My Life by American Authors. Well, I don't know who that is. Go to the next song, Young Hearts Strange Talk, the Chainsmokers remix.
Now, this has ads on it. Is that because it's free?
That's because it's free, yeah. So you can go ahead and get rid of them, but they'll come back. Cash Cash, Lightning. I don't know any of these songs, actually. Oh, Cruella, I do know. So this is Summer Ready. It's made by user Diamond. It's been listened to over 300,000 times. It's an hour and 16 minutes. And then whoever made this said, here are some keywords of what this album is, kind or what this mix is. It's electronic, it's dance, it's house, it's party, good for workouts. Favorite songs in EDM, electronic dance music. And then it tells you what's... what the tracks are in the playlist. Now, of course, I could say, oh, I really like this. Go ahead and say, let's save this. I can, that's something else. Okay, so that's the idea with this particular mix. Now I can say, all right, well, you know what? I'm not really like actually that into dance. Now
it's
I'd rather
day drinking.
It's like a popular day
drinking. Really, that's an actual category.
It is, yeah. So like Super Saturday Classics, Murica, sounds good.
There's
okay,
the
let's
ad
go
again.
Go ahead. Run Around by Blues Traveler. When's the last time you heard that? It's kind of American music, right? Sure, okay.
Oh, that's definitely.
Well, you want to give it a run around.
I feel like
98
that.
Tracks in this playlist. The perfect day drinking mix from the nostalgic 90s to chill country to alternative blah, blah, blah.
See,
blah,
I love this idea. That some, so this is what Jimmy Iovine was talking
this
about,
is,
except these are actual humans
this is
sharing
not,
it.
This
on
is not algorithmic
app.
At all.
Yeah.
This is actually curated
I'm
by
gonna download
people.
This. And it's free.
Yes, it's free. And again, ad supported, as you saw.
As you're listening, you can
like upgrade to a version that doesn't have ads, but it can't, you know, with music, it's not, you know, it's
well,
not
and
all
I'm
that
not,
visual, really.
It's not, it's, yeah, because I'm not going to look at the screen once I start it.
Yeah. Now, you can follow specific users. If someone's like, oh, you know, you really like their mix and maybe they have a couple others. A friend of mine used to work at 8-Track, so I'm, you know, following some of her mixes. This is stuff that's recommended for me based on, you know, the input that I've given them. For example, Good Feelings, which is happy, calming, and relaxing music.
Is that your sock?
None of these are mine. This is all Give Me Love by Ed Sheeran. I don't know him. Iron and Wine. Let Her Go.
I'm installing it.
Yeah. The 8-Track is really fun. And again, we've been talking about how all of these services are, for the most part, it's all the same library. It's just packaged differently. 8-Track is different in the way that if you've got a lot of music, you like making mixes, and you kind of, makes you happy to put something together and have other people like it, that is a great service for you.
You know what I find kind of interesting? A, is that the music industry seems to be kind of obsessed with butts. And B,
yes. Butts are big right now. Butts.
That Songza, which is something we liked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Songza is hi John. He's waving at me.
Why?
Oh, I see. You're waving at Jason. Welcome back, Jason.
Welcome back.
That Songza, which was just recently acquired by Google, it was a similar curated idea. You'd say, I want to chill Sunday morning while I make brunch, and it would give you some choices of sound styles, not even artists, like cool jazz, indie rock, acoustic guitar, and you'd pick one and it'd make a playlist. So Google acquired them. So I expect to see a little bit more of that kind of technology in Google's Play Music. See, I really feel like that's something that people want. That's what they used to get from the radio.
Yeah.
Right? You turn on your favorite radio station, and the DJ would actually put together a mix for you. And I think increasingly that's what's missing. We have access to every song. Don't have to buy music anymore, but where's the discovery? Where's the playlist? Where's the human touch? And I think that's what's going to happen. That's very interesting, and I expect to see Apple incorporate Beats into radio, iTunes radio soon.
Yeah, please do something, Apple. Please do something and make more sense to all
it's
of
good
us.
It's good already.
Yeah, it just, you know. Just,
but it just doesn't surface.
Let's bring it all together.
Yeah.
Let's bring it all together. For all the links to the apps that we mentioned, you can go to twit.tv/IPT. That is where our show archives live, video archives, places to subscribe, show notes, links to apps. All of it is there. You can't miss anything. twit.tv/IPT. And, of course, we record iPad Today on Mondays right after Triangulation at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. This particular show is being shot ahead of time for anybody who's paying attention. But never you mind. It's all about watching and listening when you feel like it on demand, because we are here to serve you.
8-Tracks is doing actually one of the things that I thought Spotify really did well, which is playlists that are created by. Is that me or you?
I don't know.
That might be me. It might be I was playing 8-Track summer songs. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's you. I was like, we're going to have a little soundtrack for our Nature Box talk.
No, for Gazelle, my friend.
Oh, for Gazelle.
Like a Gazelle. Do you have old stuff that you're just sitting in
the
drawer?
Oh, yeah, what am I saying?
Everybody does. Or closet. Stuff that's just, you know, gathering dust instead of making you money. Well, you know, it's as if you had $100 bills just stuffed in a drawer somewhere and we're ignoring it, letting them collect dust. That's money that could be in your pocket right now. And Gazelle makes it easy. If you go to gazelle.com, you'll see how you can easily sell your electronics, your iPhone, your Android phone, many tablets. They pay you top dollar, but the best part is they make it very, very simple. You go in there, you pick your tablet. Say you have a third-generation iPad. A lot of us do. And you're thinking the new iPad's coming probably in about a month. Maybe I should get a quote right now on my existing iPad. These quotes are good for 30 days. 30 days. We know the new iPhone will be announced September 9th, we think. So that's less than 30 days off.
Right.
You don't have to take advantage of that offer until the end of 30 days. Then you can decide. You can say, nah, I don't want to sell it. Or, yeah, okay, I'll cash in. And as soon as you do, they'll send you a box prepaid shipping on anything worth more than a buck. They do buy broken iPhones and iPads. So you can, even if it's broken, you can get rid of it. And if it's broken and you can't get rid of the data, don't worry. Their experts will wipe your data before they pass it along. They will sell it to somebody else. It's kind of a nice way to recycle, really. Somebody who wants it's going to buy it. And you get some cash in your pocket to buy the new thing. Payment is fast within a few days of the receipt of the item. You can get paid in cash, you know, a check, a PayPal credit, or Amazon gift card. I do the Amazon gift cards because I buy a lot of stuff on Amazon, and they bump it up 5%. Gazelle has paid more than $100 million now to over 700,000 customers and a very, very, very high customer satisfaction ranking, among the best I've ever seen. Free shipping, fast processing. It's time to find out what your iPhone or your iPad is worth. Go to gazelle.com and get that 30-day quote locked in, hassle-free. Gazelle! Gazelle!
Oh, my goodness.
I got all the lions in the audience jumped when I said that. What? There's a gazelle? Where?
Yeah. What?
I love gazelle.
Gosh, that just reminds me I had a dream about a lion.
You know who that is.
No. Who? Really?
Leo the lion?
It was a girl lion, though.
No. Never mind that.
There was no, you know, mane. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lion walked right. That's so weird. Lion walked right past me, and I was like, oh, my God, there's a lion.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. That was my dream.
I know what Mr. Freud would say. I'm just saying.
You're okay. That I'm, I don't know. Okay, so we mentioned Open Table getting smarter. This is kind of cool.
What does that mean?
It's cool if you live in San Francisco or New York, and most of you don't. I understand that. But Open Table is a great app which lets you reserve a table for, you know, two people or four people
or
six people.
I use it all the time.
Me too. All the time. All the
time. Most of the restaurants, even the fancy ones that I go to, take it.
Most of them, yeah.
Which makes it great. And you get Open Table points every time you make a reservation.
And Open Table has a really nice iPad app. Right now, it's showing me a lot of options for Petaluma because it knows that I'm here because I've let it track my location. But let's say, now in Petaluma, this doesn't apply. Radius, San Francisco, yeah, there we go. Because it's not available in Petaluma as of yet. However, if I were to go to Radius Cafe, if I look for it specifically, I'm not sure why it's giving me all this other stuff.
Oh, all of these are great restaurants.
Oh, I see.
So you're looking for the Radius, the rest. So
there we go.
If not all restaurants use Open Table. They actually have to install a terminal and so forth.
That's right.
But more and more do. And it really is a convenience for the customer. And I think that's why restaurants are biting the bullet and paying the money to Open Table to do this. Because I can just get online and find a table, which is nice.
Yeah.
So you can say, I want to make a reservation at Radius. But you could also say, hey, I just need a table for two somewhere in 2 hours. And it'll find a restaurant, which is great.
Yeah, so you can use it a variety of different ways. The reason that I pulled up Radius specifically is because I know this restaurant. Are you, is your mic a little bit funny?
Yeah.
A little fuzzy?
Yeah.
This restaurant is near me, but Radius is one of the restaurants that's participating in this new thing that Open Table's doing where I can pay for my check through the app, and I never have to have a server come give me the check at the end of the meal.
Oh, I do like that.
So not only do I say, I would like a table for two tomorrow at, 6 p.m., but, and it goes, okay, here all the times. And I say, oh, you know what? 7 p.m. is actually a little bit better. You go ahead and say reserve. I'm not going to do that right now because I don't actually need to reserve this table. But once I'm there, and I just happen to know that this is a participating restaurant because I've looked it up, I can actually do all of the payment through the app as well. So when you're done with your meal, you just pay and leave. And then the restaurant gets a notification that you did that, so it's not like anyone's going to run after you.
Yeah. That's really interesting. You know, as Square starts to get into... Square, of course, kind of invented this.
Yeah.
And it's failed for Square, by the way, I think because geofencing didn't work so well. But they're getting into all these other kinds of side businesses with Square, and now I see Open Tables going the other way. It's very interesting. There's two different trends, and then there are opposing trends in this business. One is to get more granular. Facebook separates out Messenger. Foursquare separates out check-ins. And the other is to do more. And Open Table's going in the kind of upstream, the opposite direction, doing more in the app. But I like it.
I do, too.
I like it.
And again, yeah, San Francisco, New York, it's where everything always launches there first, blah, blah, blah. But I do think that this is just the beginning of how many of us will pay for things.
I like Pay with Square. I thought that was great.
Well, there are a lot of retailers, well, not a lot. There are a handful of retailers in San Francisco that are still using it.
Yeah, I
don't Square
think
is
they,
just not
they
developing
fired
anymore.
Them, but they're just not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get my coffee every morning with my iPhone.
You still do that?
Oh yeah. Every morning. Why have cash?
I wonder what went wrong. They were limited in the number of merchants that could use it because if they're two next door to each other, the geofencing wouldn't work. It wouldn't know if you were in restaurant A or restaurant B.
Yeah.
So they had to be like every third restaurant on a block.
Right.
So that limited them. I bet you some customers didn't like the idea that a picture of them popped up on this. Of course, you don't have to use it if you don't like it, maybe that's not it.
No.
Maybe merchants didn't. I don't know.
It's such a
good idea. You would walk in and, as you know, I'd be at Acre Coffee and I'd say, it's Leo, and you do the tip and everything.
Acre
and
will still allow you to do that.
Yeah. They didn't fire anybody, but no, they're not adding any more people, and I don't think they've got the app.
I think it was just a little ahead of its time.
Maybe that's it.
I think it actually worked pretty well. But there were definitely retailers that, because I'd say, why don't you start using Square?
Yeah.
It just make it so much easier for me because I'm in here all the time. And certain merchants...
Maybe it costs too much.
Yeah, they're just sort of wary of the whole thing.
That's a reluctance to use Open Table, actually, is that you have to put in a terminal and
rates
they
are
take
high.
A cut.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, once you've got Open Table, why not take payments from Open Table? And
exactly.
There's no geofencing issue because you know
you're
where
there.
You, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you've used it to reserve the table. Okay. So earlier in the show, Leo mentioned iPad wearing tortoises, and you might have been like, I would like to know what that's all about.
I wasn't sure if my iPad was going to wear a tortoise or the tortoise was going to wear my iPad.
I can see where you'd be confused because either situation seems a little strange.
Yes.
The tortoise is wearing the iPad. Now, it's kind of an interesting story. This is actually Gabe, who emails us all sorts of great stories, who emailed this. Here's the idea, this is like an art project where, you know how there are like ghost towns in the U.S., the old Wild West, and you go and you visit?
Yeah.
The idea is to have these tortoises walk around in these ghost towns. That's just a commercial. And wear the iPads that are recording everything that they see. And obviously the tortoises don't walk very quickly, so you're going to kind of have this like almost slow-mo effect. And then they'll be in installation in an art gallery, a museum.
Aspen Art Museum.
And there are, understandably, some people who say, I don't think the tortoises really want to do this.
I don't think the tortoises know.
This is an animal rights issue.
I disagree.
Well,
does
I don't know. I mean,
really
is it or isn't it?
That there's an iPad strapped on its shell?
I think it probably knows there's something up there. Does it hurt? Couldn't tell you. I don't know enough about their back structure and skeletons.
And they're going to walk around anyway.
Do tortoises have skeletons?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they're mammals, right?
They're not mammals. They lay eggs.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they don't have exoskeletons. That's just a shell. They have
That's the skeleton.
No, inside they have bones.
Oh. Well, then they're fine. They got all sorts of bones and a big old shell.
I think
this
you
is
could.
What they were meant to
I
do.
I think you can look. If you put a person on a burro, you can put an iPad on a tortoise.
I think it's a.
Is it cruel to ride a horse? Some might say. Animal activists might say.
iPads, tortoises.
This is a little weird.
It's very strange.
Are the activists thinking it's humiliation?
No, they're thinking
it's painful. No.
Well, I think it. You know, a lot of this has to do with. You know, not letting the animal, you know, make the decision.
It's a tortoise. It can't make any decisions.
I don't know.
So sorry.
I don't want to laugh. Because,
it's a tortoise.
Because this whole thing is just super bizarre.
What are you going to do? Ask the tortoise?
But I kind of have to laugh a little bit.
Well, see, change.org has a petition to the Aspen Art Museum saying,
don't you dare do
this. It's bad for the poor tortoise.
Don't do it.
What do they feel like when you have tortoise soup? That's bad for the tortoise.
I'll say. Yeah.
You didn't ask the tortoise if you could make soup out of it.
All right, so that's the weird, very strange, today in iWeird story. We haven't had one of those in a while. This is definitely falls into that.
What if we
category.
Paid the tortoise minimum wage? Would that be okay? But then their little paws,
you know,
they can't punch the time cards.
Minimum wage is nothing to sniff at these days.
No, it's
the kids are
10
making
bucks.
All sorts of money.
Making good bucks.
$4.25 when I was, you know.
I worked at McDonald's for $3.15 an hour.
$4.25. And not a penny more
because I
worked at an independent grocery store and they were mean.
No tips for you.
We got an email from Rabbi who says, in episode 209, so that's a couple episodes ago, I noticed that Leo's transparency on his iPad was turned off. Rabbi says, that's a good thing.
Yes.
When it's off, the game's animations run more smoothly. You can notice it in games like Tribes, Hexagon, MMX Racing, and OTTTD.
Oh, yeah. On the track today.
I hope when iOS 8 comes out, devs update their apps to take advantage of Metal.
Old Tortoise Turtle Showdown. I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Rabbi, good point. You know, transparency, on or off.
I did it in
still
the...
Still made my iPad look cooler.
It's in accessibility, and I did a couple of things in accessibility to, I think, improve the usability. One is I did the button shapes button. Reduced motion and increased contrast, and I switched the labels. I think these are all things that you can do. You don't have to, you know, this makes it just a little easier to use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good times.
Yeah.
Great oldies.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep saying that today.
You say that? Have you been listening to an oldie station?
No, that's just KMGG. That's just in my mind. It's up at Santa Rosa Station. Good times and great oldies.
Do you listen to
KMGG.
That driving up here?
No, but when I was a kid, I used to listen to
when you,
listen
you
to
grew
it.
Up listening to it, yeah.
It was the oldies station, you
well,
know?
You know, that's a funny
it's
thing.
It's the only thing my dad and I could agree on.
Oldies, it then was probably 60s songs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
Elvis and the Beatles and
what
stuff
are,
like
is
that.
Is oldies today like Chumbawamba? I mean, what?
Chumbawamba is like, I don't
get
know.
Knocked down.
Well, like, what's
again?
An oldie? Is it a song that's more than 20 years old?
Well,
because then Chumbawamba would be, that would work.
Be an oldie in the same way that when you were listening in the 80s, 60s songs were oldies.
Right.
20 years old.
I guess Chumbawamba isn't quite 20 years old.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's darn near. Well, because I remember how old I was. I was an intern. I don't know why. I just remember that.
Okay.
That wasn't quite 18 years ago.
I'm just wondering. What makes an oldie these days?
Gosh, I'm so,
I know I'm an oldie. I don't deny that.
I'm very old. I'm way older than you think. Way older. I don't know. What's an oldie station? Is it the 80s?
I think it is.
So but the Hall & Oates is oldies.
No, that's definitely, but that's really is oldies. That's old
but
oldies.
But that's 80s.
No, Hall & Oates is 80s, really?
Well, late 70s. I think Sarah Smile was like late 70s. But, you know, early 80s. I don't know. I don't make the rules. Somebody
NWA, are they oldies?
No.
Okay.
I mean, they're oldie rap.
Well, I'm saying.
They're
old
gangster
school.
Rap. They're old school with a K.
With a K.
That's how you know it's good. All right. So, Riley in Ballston Spa, New York. I don't know where that is.
Sounds nice.
Kind of nice.
Anything
yeah.
with the word spa in it.
Says, I wanted to let you know that you can actually use the messaging app Yo as a trigger in the app IFTTT, otherwise
so
known
if somebody
as
yo's me.
That. I think this is strange and funny at the same time. Riley doesn't explain why you would want to do that, but I suppose...
I could send a long, wordy text message back. If somebody yo's me, I received your yo, and I'd like to thank you for contacting me.
At this time,
I'm not accepting yo's, but I'll be glad to reacquaint myself with your interesting persona at some later date.
Right.
Signed, Leo Laporte.
Or you could send a trigger that, like if you get a yo...
My lights go on. That would be a bad trigger.
That would be annoying.
The lawn gets
mowed. Or just like set a reminder for yourself to call that person back. Or, I don't know. I don't use the Yo app.
I love it.
But I think it's kind of fun.
We were talking...
Of course, if this then that, it has a great iPad app as well. There are, it's all about putting together what they call recipes that are basically triggers when something happens, do something. So, for example, any new payment accepted via Square adds a row to a spreadsheet. We were talking about Square a minute
ago. That's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
I think that's the Jeff Needles command. It seems like something he'd want to keep track of. In a spreadsheet.
Oh, God, that guy. I know. Yeah, right. Yeah, let's make sure we remember what we did.
Did I get any Starwood points?
Post to Slack if your company stock rises past a certain point. That would be interesting. Anyway, we could go on and on with IFTTT, but it is a great iPad app. It can be so helpful for a variety of services that you use to trigger actions.
I was talking to Kevin Rose, as you know, last Monday on Triangulation. Great interview. And he said he liked Yo. And he said that people are doing all sorts of interesting things
with Yo. Has Google Ventures invested in Yo?
No.
Okay.
He said, I'm not investing in it.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't mean it doesn't have some interesting potential.
Absolutely.
There you go. That's one right there.
Absolutely.
Seemed like a simple app. I saw you talk about it on the Social Hour, immediately signed up and Yo'd you.
You did?
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure if it was actually you.
It was me.
You've been watching the Social Hour lately. I've noticed you.
Nothing else to do on my day off.
Right. Just watch, you
know. I like to watch little TV.
That Amber Mack, she's a hot cookie.
Yeah, I watch for Amber. No, I watch for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, I actually like that show. You had Dennis Crowley on the other day from Fresh Grad. That was great.
Wasn't that fun? Yeah, I really enjoyed it. If you didn't see last week's Social Hour,
really
Dennis Crowley,
good.
New Foursquare app. Yeah. He was. I felt he was very forthcoming about the challenges and the frustrations involved with. Basically completely changing the experience on your users, even if you think it's best for them.
We've seen since why.
Right.
Traffic for Foursquare. Who is it? There's some company, Apple Annie or something. What is that?
App Annie.
App Annie?
Yeah.
That keeps track of app usage and app downloads and stuff. Was noting a dramatic dip in Foursquare downloads up to this point. It was just falling off the charts.
Right, right, yeah.
And so I think that internally they realized we got to do something. We are dying here. Mm-hmm. Let this go on for another year. There'll be no Foursquare.
Yeah.
It'll go the way of Gowalla.
Completely different app. Quite a different experience. I like it a lot, but I have said that in the past. We love hearing from you. You can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. You can send us a video. You can tweet at Leo and or myself. One of us is sure to get back to you. I wonder who that would be.
I tweet people.
Yeah.
All the time I respond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a happy tweeter as well. And thanks in advance. We love your feedback. Keep it coming. App suggestions, all that good stuff. Questions, comments, Leo's shaving, oh, my goodness. Okay. Wow. You're just going for it, aren't you?
Doesn't that smell good?
It kind of does, actually.
Can you smell it there?
A little bit.
You know what's in here that I really like? It's called marula.
What is that?
It's the essence of some plant that just has a nice fragrance. And then, of course, I'm going to take out my beautiful Harry's razor. This is the Harry's Shave Kit. I've got the Winston kit at home. You know, it's monogrammed with my name. I have never had a better shave. And, since I started using Harry's, I haven't cut myself. Not once. I realize that there are a lot of people who say, I am going to save money on my razor blades. And they end up getting, I don't know, are you this kind of person? They end up getting those cheap plastic-handled disposable razors. If you've ever used those... Maybe you notice you cut yourself all the time with those. That's because they're really cheap, bad blades. But I understand why. If you go to the drugstore and you look at like the Gillette Fusion and it's $8 a blade or $4 a blade, you go, I can't afford to get a new blade. I'm gonna have to reuse that blade for an extra long time, or I'm gonna have to go out and get cheap blades. You don't have to compromise. Harry's cares so much about the quality of the blades, they actually bought a factory in Solingen, Germany, where the best blades are made. There's only two factories in the world that make blades, razor blades, that are really good. They bought one of them. And now when you get a Harry's blade at a fraction of the cost of the drugstore blades, you're getting the best blades made, then with the best shave cream. And look at that. Smooth, clean as a baby's butt. I am a fan of Harry, so much so that I just shaved. It's made shaving fun again for me.
I can't believe you just shaved on the show.
On the show. And yeah. Go ahead, feel it like a baby's butt.
I'll just believe you.
It's soft. It's smooth. When you get the Harry's Winston kit, this is the Winston kit, you'll get the shave cream, a couple of extra blades, best shave cream in the world, and, of course, the best blades in the world. And then every other month, you'll get, if you want, you can get your blades sent to you. I get, I think, 4 tubes of the shave cream and 8 blades every other month, so that way I change the blade every week. And I tell you, you're going to get the best shave you've ever gotten. Shaving is fun again. Harry's cares. They want to give you a great shave at a fraction of the price of the drugstore blades. Take a look at the Harry's Truman set, the Harry's Winston set. You can get it engraved. The blades, $2 or less for these beautiful blades made in Germany. You can read about the factory on the Harry's site. Harry's.com. If you use the offer code iPadTheDay with your first order, you'll get $5 off. Really is a great shave. Come on, feel it.
All right.
Smooth as a baby butt.
Oh, that is very much like a baby's butt. You know, I went to a sip and see yesterday. You know what that is?
A sip and see.
It's when somebody has a baby.
Yeah.
And then they've, like, haven't invited you over to meet the baby. So they have a party. So you have a little bubbly and you see the baby.
That's cute.
It's called the sip and see.
It's like a viewing party, a baby viewing party. And you came back with that lovely May Day crown?
That's great. I've been going around the Maypole a lot.
They give you that crown when you hit 35,
right?
And you're still a virgin.
Here we go. Here we
you
go
get to
down
wear the flowers.
Mulberry bush. No, that's not. That's a different song. Why do I care? I'm getting them confused.
It's May. It's May. The lusty month of May. No,
no,
that's
there's
not
something
it
about a pole and going
outdoor
around the Maypole.
Yeah.
And they go around the Maypole. That's not it.
Do you know how you do a Maypole?
You go
over
with a
under
ribbon.
Over under with a ribbon. Have you done that? We used to do it every May 1st.
I think
when I was a kid.
I think in like grammar school.
Yeah.
Maybe we did that. And the kids would all get messed up and then we go. Aah.
You know what? You know who brought it back?
What?
Katy Perry.
Justin Timberlake. He's bringing a Maypole's back. Yeah.
No, Katy Perry brought it back.
Okay.
In her most recent, I saw her in a performance, she's standing on a tall thing. She's got ribbons, and then the dancers make her into a maypole.
Okay.
It's the strangest thing I've ever seen. But what she didn't have was that incredible festive.
Don't you love it? I'm kind of wearing it to the side because I didn't want you guys to miss the ribbons.
So
I think the ribbons
pretty
are kind of supposed to go in the
where
back.
Where did we get that? That is lovely.
I have no idea. I've never seen such a beautiful AppCap. By the way, Leo and I are wearing hats because it's time for the AppCap Awards.
Oh, I thought you would wear it to the Sip and See.
I did not wear this to the Sip and
You
should
have worn it to the Sip and
You
See.
Know what it would have done? It would have put all the attention on me, and it wasn't about me yesterday. It was about the newborn baby.
I hate that. That's why I don't go to Sip and See's.
Milo Sarver, you're so cute and small.
Was he a funny-looking kid, FLK? We call him FLKs.
He has a head of hair. He has more hair than I do.
Wow.
It's weird. But
you know what that
means. He's really cute. I don't
either.
Okay. So this is the part of the show where Leo and I each pick an app, and I'm going to go first. This app is called Matter, like as in...
It doesn't.
It does, though. It does.
It does?
For $1.99, this is just the weirdest app in the world. Mm. Okay, so I've gone ahead and imported a photo that I took of me and Lucy. Lucy's kind of fist bumping, right? But you might say to yourself, okay, well, that looks like an interesting thing, but what is all this weird stuff on top of you guys?
Yeah.
This is where Matter comes in. The whole idea is to, like, make this creation of, like, art based on something that you've imported, such as, in this case, a photo. So does that seem interesting to you, or do you think that's dumb? Okay, well, let's, you know, try something else.
You know
By the
what?
Way, it doesn't
I
have to be blue.
I see this all the time on Instagram. Now I know what's going on.
Yeah.
I see this all the time.
I kind of like this, right?
Oh, yeah.
It kind of makes us seem like we're, I don't know, we're just kind of sort of strange. Okay, let's go ahead and do a little masking. So let's take a little bit out.
That's actually kind of interesting.
It's kind of, I mean, this
can you change the blue to some?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you've got objects and styles, a variety of colors and shapes. you can go ahead and change.
You could wrap yourself in a geodesic dome.
Yeah. I mean, the whole idea is, this is sort of a funny picture because I took this with the camera on the iPad, so it's not like of the best quality, and I just took it really quick because I was just playing around with the app.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe you've got some picture of, like, the desert or, you know, for whatever reason, you just kind of like the idea of adding some element that is not, you know,
it's often used on Instagram to hide the naughty bits.
Or that, yes, absolutely, for sure. We go
Maybe
ahead
it's
and
just
add
the people
some shadows
I follow.
Here. There are some ideas. Now, here's kind of an interesting part of this. If I say something like, let's go ahead and animate this.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's trippy.
So now I can save this. I can go ahead and say,
as an animated GIF.
Let's make the video. I think it'll export as a
dot. It's a video. It's a video.
Yeah, it's a video.
So you could still put that on Instagram.
Yes.
It would baffle people.
People would just be like, I don't know what you're doing. This is very artsy fartsy, right? So for $2, you've got a very interesting app that for sure is going to confuse people.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to put it on Instagram?
Sure I do.
Why not?
Heck
right?
Yeah.
Now, Instagram, of course, is not an iPad app. It's
yeah.
an iPhone app.
Yeah.
However, you can go ahead and
get
right in there.
Gallery,
it doesn't actually work perfectly. It'll still want you to import, blah, blah, blah.
I think that's Instagram's limits, not necessarily.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the way that the two apps are talking to each other. Go ahead and say done. Now, of course, you can change the rotation. You can speed the whole thing up.
Wow.
You can make it pulse. I mean, the whole thing is just super weird. But I had a good time with this. And again, I made this in 2 seconds flat. Clearly, it's somewhat of a bad example. I just thought Lucy looked really cute, and I know that she's at home watching, pretty excited.
She's making her debut on the TV.
Fist bump, kitty style. Anyway, that's Matter. It's $2, and I thought it was a lot of fun. MatterApp.co is the website if you want to know more about it.
It's very interesting.
It's really, it's just strange, man. But again, they will give you some examples within the app, which is very helpful because you might be like, I don't know why I'd ever want to do this, Sarah. But certain photos end up, you kind of get a lot out of it when you play around enough. I mean, look at that. You know, it's like otherworldly. It looks like some sci-fi type of a situation. And that's
that was
built off of someone's picture. So that's my app.
Have you always wanted to play God?
Always.
There was a game. I loved this game called Populous. I don't know if you remember it. You could play it on the Amiga. It's been around for years. There was a more recent one, PC game called Black and White, same idea. Now you could play it on your iPad. And if you've seen me play Simpsons Tapped Out, it was kind of a cartoony version of this. This is more true to the original Populous. It's called Goddess, G-O-D-U-S. And I just found it. It's a pick of the week from the iTunes store. Same people who did Populous. And what's interesting is you can create a world. You start off in a very primitive kind of setting. Grow your world. They worship you. You collect points from their prayers because you are God.
Okay.
They seem, you know, to care about their petty little lives, but of course you can destroy it in an instant. Say, oh, look, I can collect some prayer points. My
Populous is it was a real crowd pleaser. If you listen to our chat room,
loved Populous. Well, if you love Populous, you'll love this. There have been other games similar to this. What was it, Tiny World or Tiny People or something? But this is really very close to the original. You can terraform, stretch land out, make room for your people, zoom in and zoom out. They have a life. It's SimCity, not exactly. It's Populous. If you've ever played it, there's a monument that they built to me. You can have them build other monuments. It really is addictive. Now, it's free, and they've done the in-app purchase thing. However, I have to say, so far I've been able to play it without buying anything, and I think this looks like one of those games that will be well enough balanced. The other thing that you don't have to spend a lot of cash or any cash. I haven't spent any money. Now, I'm trying to get there so I can build another shrine to myself. So let's chop down. You know, this is a game where you can pave paradise and put up a parking lot. So if you're one of them tortoise-loving eco-hippie types, you can make it. You can also make it ecologically friendly. It's really, I, you know what? I was late for the show today because I couldn't stop.
playing GOTUS.
Grooming.
Is it GOTUS or goddess?
I think you're a god, so I think goddess. You should call it goddess.
Okay. All right.
I really do.
Well, I am a goddess.
You're a goddess.
Yes. Goddess.
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 Free to play.
Heroin.
I like it.
Heroin.
I like it. It's one of those games I can tell I'll be playing a lot of.
22cans.com is where you can find more about it, and it is free with in-app purchases. Very good.
Perfect for the iPad, actually.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Yeah.
It's soothing. And who doesn't want to play God, you know?
Yeah, you could be a benign God or you could be an evil God.
Worship me.
As the game goes on, you'll see you can you get more capabilities. So I just got the ability to command followers. So I can actually have the follower go to this plot of land. Tap and hold your follower to leash him. Oh, I love this.
Well, while you do that, I'm going to go ahead and thank everybody for watching this episode of iPad Today. You guys are the bee's knees. We will be back next week with a brand new episode, and we will have different hats. Until then, I'm Sarah Lane.
I'm Leo Laporte. Dos vidania.
And we'll see you next time on iPad Today. Oh!